Good morning, Mount Olive. How's everybody doing? Is it wet enough for you? just a few quick announcements this morning. Of course, today we're excited about the service, worship service today, and the music. Can't wait to hear that. I know y'all have worked really hard on that, Denise and everybody else. Tonight, there's a candlelight service at 6, so please join us for that. And that'll be followed by some snacks and some fun out in the fellowship building, too. Wednesday night, the 20th, we're going to go Christmas caroling at 6:30. So meet here, and there's going to be refreshments afterwards, too. Glenn, I think you had an announcement. Go ahead, come on up.
Morning, y'all. Let's see. I got my own teleprompter with me. Some of you may have noticed the notice on the bulletin board back in the hall by the church office. I'd like to explain what's going on with it, put everybody's mind at ease. Every quarter, Mount Olive is required to test our water and send those samples to the North Carolina Department of Environmental Quality, or DEQ. We pay Pace Analytical in Raleigh to test the water sample we supply. After testing the water, they are then required to upload these results to the state reporting system. Pace Analytical neglected to send our July 23 water testing results to the state reporting system. When we received a letter from the state notifying us that we had not reported, our investigation revealed that Pace had not reported our test results under the correct state NC number assigned to us, to Mount Olive by the state. Pace reported our results under the NC water number of Mount Olivet Church in Franklin, North Carolina. Even though this error was not our fault, Mount Olive's fault, we are required to post this reporting violation. It is a reporting violation. Notice, the state now has our results, and we are in compliance. We want to emphasize that Mount Olive has never had a test come back with any kind of contamination, and it is not now. Thank you.
Glenn, thank you for clearing that up and for clarification. We've never been out of compliance, and that's the most important thing, so thank you for that. And thank you for all your hard work. I know that's a lot to do, Glenn. We appreciate that. Any other announcements this morning? Okay, well, let's pray. Lord, we are so thankful to worship you today, to be in your house, and we're so thankful for this season, for Christmas, and for what it really means. It's fun to get gifts and to give gifts and to celebrate as America does in that way. But Lord, we know what this is about. We know that you sent your Son to be our Savior. And we are here today to worship you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Good morning. If you'll stand with us, we're going to sing, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Oh, First reading today comes from John, first chapter, verses 1 and 2. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God.
Verse 17. I see him now, I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A shar shall come out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. It shall crush the forehead of Moab and break down all the sons of Sheth.
Seen Mary gentle, and let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born upon this day to save us all from Satan's path when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of
Sing. We're going to sing A Little Town of Bethlehem.
Stars go by.
be seated.
Morning. I'm going to be reading a couple of different passages. They're from the same book, from the book of Isaiah. We've got the first one, which is Isaiah 7, verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. And then a couple chapters over, chapter 9, verse 6, it says, For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace.
If you would like to follow along in your ESV Bible, you can look at Isaiah 9.
Light shone. You've multiplied. Did you know that your baby boy since your baby boy is Lord of all creation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect love and the sleeping child you're holding is the great
to ring from Micah 5:2. God promises a ruler from Bethlehem. The Lord says, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, you were one of the smallest cities in Judah, but out of you I will bring a ruler for Israel, whose family line goes way back to ancient times.
Yes, we bring the rum-pum-pum-pum to lay before the king. The rum-pum-pum-pum, rum-pum-pum-pum, rum-pum-pum-pum. So to honor him, the rum-pum-pum-pum, then we come. Thank you.
I'll be reading from Matthew 1:18-21. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her too from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
God sent his son, his great gift to us, salvation for all. He loved us that much, we honor and praise that gift from above. He holds all of
the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar cat.
sweetest songs repeat. A peace on earth, goodwill to men, and the bells are ringing.
Peace on earth.
Like a choir they're singing.
Peace on earth.
In my heart.
turn with me to John 3:16. Obviously, we all know that verse well. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Just this week, a friend introduced me to a pastor, Vodi Bauckham, who is an American pastor and the dean of theology of African Christian University in Zambia. And from one of his sermons, turn with me, if you will, to 1 John 2:15. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and the pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. Do not love the world. Seems very controversial in a day that we live in where we're called as Christians to love one another. We're called to love our enemies. We're called to love our neighbors as ourselves. Where we live in a love is love world. So what is John talking about here? He's not talking about the created world, the physical world. He wants us to love that. He's not talking about the people in the world. We are all called to love people in the world. No, he's talking about the third use of the world, as we read in the Bible, the spiritual realm that is in opposition to God, the world that is controlled by Satan. When our love and affections are pointed to the world, it is impossible to love God, because our love is pointed to the things that oppose God. Therefore, love can become sinful. Turn with me, if you will, to Luke 16:13. No servant can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. We can't serve two masters. No, we're called to serve God and only God. We can love many things. I know I do. I love an amazing meal or a vacation. We all look forward to those. A new car, I kind of need one right now. But we cannot serve two masters. Turn with me to Deuteronomy 6:5. We all know this verse, but y'all read it. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. Now, if you kept your finger back at John 3:16, let's quickly turn back there. And we're going to pick up in verse 17. Excuse me, we're going to start in verse 16. So let's again read verse John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So we follow that passage by verse 17. For God did not send his Son into this world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. So friends, I have good news. If we've chosen to serve God as our master, we're saved. We're going to go to heaven. We're all sinners, yes. But we are not condemned, and we know this by the word. If you've never made that decision of faith in Jesus as your Savior, to serve God as your master, I urge you today to decide. If you will, turn with me to hymn, I think it's 103, Away in a Manger.
Thank you.